A lot of things going on this week and throughout the fall season. We thought we'd tell you about one of them for our special morning conversation this morning. Carbondale's Taste of Faith is coming up October 28th. So in studio with us this morning is the interim president of the Carbondale Interfaith Group, right?
Council.
Sorry, Maureen. Maureen Pyle is the interim president of the Carbondale Interfaith Council, and a past president and current board member is Father Bob Flannery. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
It's good to be here, Jennifer.
A Taste of Faith with the Interfaith Council. People may have a vague idea of what we're talking about, but Maureen, can you tell us a little more about the event itself?
Well, the Interfaith Council is a collection of a variety of different religious groups in Southern Illinois, particularly Carbondale. And once a year, we come together and share food and traditions at a gathering that we call the Taste of Faith. And so we're actually tasting each other's foods, but we're also enjoying each other's faith traditions. And people are talking about the food and what it means to them.
Does the food kind of break down walls or break any kind of barrier, do you think, between people who think that their faiths are so different?
Well, everybody eats, and everybody enjoys food, and so we can actually learn from each other in a very simple but direct way that we're actually very similar. We have different traditions and practices and rituals, but when it comes right down to it, we're all human beings, and so food is a connector for us.
Learning is always so much easier when you can share something and really yourself in that concept or culture.
It's like a visit to somebody's home where they prepare their special their dishes for you to try.
Sure. Father Bob, you've been involved with the Interfaith Council for quite some time. This
yes.
is not a new concept for you.
Correct, Jennifer.
Can you tell us a little about your history with it?
Yes, when I arrived in Carbondale in 1999, every fall they would have the Carbondale, at that time, Interchurch Council to show how we've involved interfaith because of the not just Christian religions, but we would do a potluck, and it was just to have a nice social event and all of that. Eventually, it evolved into two or three faith traditions telling their story, but not necessarily about the particular dish that they brought. And then I'm also part of the Metro East Interfaith Partnership up in the St. Louis, greater St. Louis area on the Illinois side. And one fall, we did a Taste of Faith, where we did Hindu and Muslim and a Christian tradition and learned about that. So I brought that back home to Carbondale Interfaith Council and shared that with Maureen and the others. And as we were getting ready for our anniversary for the Interfaith Council, Maureen suggested, and I think it was a great idea, that we do a Taste of Faith that would mean that the dishes we brought would have a connection with what we're doing related to our religious groups. And so that's really what we've been doing the last several years. One thing that I've noticed, some of the foods are very similar in terms of the Middle East especially, so it's both a cultural and a religious. And so the Muslims will have a baklava type of a dish, the Orthodox would, or Christians in that area, the Greeks, and the Jewish might have something, at least with the honey and the walnuts, and, you know, might be combined a little bit differently. So there is already a connection that can be present as well.
And we should let people know again that it's coming up October 28th. It's at 6 p.m. at the mosque on Wall Street in Carbondale. That's the facility near Attucks Park on the northeast
side. That's
right.
That's right.
Sure.
It's a very large building. You should be able to spot it.
For people who are involved in a faith community in Carbondale, you hope that they've already heard that this is happening. What if people, say, practice their faith at home, or maybe they're not involved in a community in the city of Carbondale? Can they still come?
Oh, anyone is welcome. Anyone is welcome. In fact, one of my favorite stories was a woman who came really because her boyfriend was part of the council, and she said she apologized for not bringing an ethnic dish. And I said, well, you brought marshmallows and fruit cup. That's a traditional Methodist potluck dish. And so, you know, we all have our dishes. We think it has to be something exotic, but it's really what would you see at your potluck table at church on Sunday or another day of the week?
You've attended these, you know, for the past several years. What kind of conversations do you hear among people? I mean, there's obviously a program or a theme that you hope to go from, but as you kind of wander through the crowd, what are you hearing?
I think it's very interpersonal. I know we had some Seventh-day Adventists came. That's a group that not too many people know about. But, for example, they have a tremendous emphasis on nutrition and health. And so we heard people asking questions about Adventism and why they build hospitals around the world, why nutrition is so important to them.
How important for both of you is it to have this dialogue among the many faiths and really bring these communities that sometimes seem so far apart, if you look at what's happening in the Middle East, together?
Well, part of it, Jennifer, I think, is the fact that we bridge the different religions, because food is so basic to all of our faiths, not just in terms of a social gathering, but for many of us, Christian tradition, the Eucharist or communion is important, the Passover for the Jewish people, or and other religions would have food associated with that. So it's good that we, as Maureen mentioned, hear that connection, but also that food does bring us together and help us realize that humanity is humanity. We all need to eat. We all need to get to know each other. And through that conversation, we can do that and grow strong in our relationships.
Yeah, we're building friendships in Carbondale. I think some people might say, oh, a mosque. I don't know. Would I be welcome in a mosque? But actually, they're a wonderful community, and people would be so happy to have you come through their doors. So please feel free to come, even if you're not associated with a church.
Do you find that things have changed over the last several years between the different faith communities in Carbondale? Is this making a difference, do you think?
I think so. One of the things we do with the Carbondale Interfaith Council is go around to the different places of faith so that people experience the location, and they hear about the background of how that faith tradition began, whether it's Christian or Muslim or Jewish or whatever, both locally in Carbondale but also worldwide. And so people are interested. We've had Native Americans in the past and other groups that have shared theirs. Coming down the road, I'll put a plug for this. We have our Carbondale and Thanksgiving in November, where we have various religious traditions do a reading, music, a prayer, something like that, and always have a speaker. And it helps us remember that we're all one, giving thanks to God in that context.
Sure, and that's, of course, something that I know the Interfaith Council works on throughout the year. It's not just one event in October each year.
No, it's every month.
Sure.
Every month.
How can people get more involved in the Interfaith Council or in events like this one?
If you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to our website, which is www.cdaleinterfaith.org. And that's it's a pretty full website. We'll tell you things that we've done in the past and things that we're doing now. But we meet monthly at a different location, which we will post on the website, but it's the fourth Tuesday of the month. These are open meetings. We do business, but mainly we're sharing what is happening in Carbondale, how we as an interfaith group can address social problems. For example, Good Samaritans Project is a project of the Interfaith Council, and so you can hear what's happening with the poverty and the increasing need for, you know, supporting people who are hungry. It's a place where we can come together and really, as a group, reflect on what's going on and try to take action.
Sure. Again, it's the Taste of Faith through the Carbondale Interfaith Council. It's coming up October 28th at 6 p.m. at the Mosque on Wall Street in Carbondale. That's north of 13 near Attucks Park in the city of Carbondale. Father Bob Flannery, Maureen Pyle, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.